The Flag Man campaign is something that is very near and dear to our hearts here on WICC, specifically Melissa in the Morning, because we saw a horrific tragedy happen on the Merritt Parkway years ago, and it claimed the life of a tow truck driver, a beloved driver here whose family business is here. And that's what sparked Flagman Incorporated. And Cindy Iadice is here, who is the creator of Flagman, as well as Fran Mako, who is their media relations coordinator. And I want to thank you both for the work that you're doing, because Flagman, which we're going to get into, is now expanding into more and more schools across Connecticut and even across the country. So good morning. Welcome back in studio. So glad to have you both here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good morning.
I'm glad to have you here. And we'll definitely get to the press conference as well that we all got to be at on Friday. But Cindy, let's start by recapping for people if they're not familiar with Flagman. This really was created in honor of your brother.
Yeah, so Flagman Inc. Was created after the death of Corey. And we wanted to make an education outreach program where we could teach people about move-over laws nationwide.
And this was a situation where Corey was helping a disabled driver, right, on the Merritt Parkway. Yeah. And somebody did not acknowledge that he was there, did not slow down, did not move over. And unfortunately, here in Connecticut, we've seen just over the summertime the loss of a state trooper who was doing a traffic stop on the highway. And this person just kept going. I mean, it's horrific. It's becoming too common. So what is the purpose of Flagman?
Right. Well, let me mention, too, that a Department of Transportation worker was also struck and killed around the time that Trooper Pelletier was killed. But Flagman's mission is to save lives of first responders, highway workers, and actually stranded motorists who are also at risk every time they're on the side of the road.
It isn't, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that, Fran, because Cindy, because I was thinking about this, that whenever I'm on the highway, I had a situation actually back in the spring where my son, you know, he's at the age where they stick things up their nose, and he stuck a pretzel up his nose, and we're driving, and he's like, "Mom, you got to pull over. I got to get this out." And I said, "I can't, because it's more," I said, "just don't touch it. I'd rather get off safely at the next exit than to pull over and check you, because I'd rather us get through this than to put our lives at risk." And that's sort of what it's become. And I know, Fran, you've had a long background in our road safety and everything. Are you seeing that this trend has progressively gotten worse?
What I've seen is a lot of people still don't know the purpose of the law. They don't know about the law. However, when a fatality occurs and it becomes in the driver's public eye and media starts picking up on it, I see people actually slow down and move over.
So it's more reactionary. Instead of being proactive, we're reacting to the problem.
And that is why we need to keep this message out in front of the driving public. And unfortunately, that's what happens. I mean, the day the young DOT worker,
Andrew, that's horrible,
was hit in Wallingford, I was on my way up to the police academy up in Meriden. We were having a Labor Day news conference, and I was invited to attend to speak about slow down, move over the holiday. And suddenly, you know, when I got the alert that it was described as a pedestrian, when I got up there to Meriden, the media was talking about it's a DOT worker.
Yeah, he was just cleaning the side of the off-ramp, but he was doing his job.
And there was a discussion among Senator Blumenthal, Commissioner Higgins of the state police, and suddenly our news conference became very newsworthy, because that's what we were talking about. And unfortunately, it has to become a public message in terms of fatalities. And that's an unfortunate thing. And then everybody slows down and they all move over for a while.
Well, that's just it. And I know that, you know, speaking of the DOT, we just had Josh Morgan on the show last week, and he was talking about this new line of PSAs that they put out there for their emergency workers.
Quite good. Yes.
Very, very good. Super effective.
Have you seen them?
They're very, very good. And what I like about them is it, again, comes back to the idea of you know, people should not have to leave their homes in the morning and wonder if they're going to come home that night. I mean, it's just inexcusable. You've got people who are again, like you were saying, Cindy, responding to a motorist who's stuck there, or state police who are just trying to do a traffic stop, or construction workers who are just trying to do their job that they were paid to do, but they can't because they don't know if their time is up, which is ridiculous. No one should have to live that way. So with the Flagman campaign, what's interesting, and I know you get this question a lot, Fran, is you're bringing this into the schools as early as pre-K last week in Milford. Why bring it to students as early as elementary age?
Oh, absolutely. They're actually my favorite audience because they're all in for what they have no idea what they're in for, but they're all in the minute you walk in the door. They think our assemblies are super cool. But look,
it sounds like they're super cool from what I'm hearing.
Well, we had a kid jump off a bus waving his Flagman pencil case over his head after the Orange Avenue assembly last week.
Really?
Couldn't wait to share with his mother.
I was behind the school bus that stopped, and I see this piece of orange in the kid's hand, and it's like, what the heck is that? And I realize he jumps off the bus. Mom is waiting in the driveway, and he's going like this, waving in his hands. Above his head. And I'm thinking, wow, that's what it's all about.
Which is actually one of our first concepts, was that the kids could teach their parents what Flagman taught them in school today. And it's happening.
That's amazing.
It's happening. Like when we did Fairfield, I got so many messages and phone calls saying, were you at Riverfield today? Because my kid came home wanting to talk about Flagman. And that's really what it is, right? We're teaching the kids something they don't know. Look, if they learn one thing when they walk into that assembly that they didn't know when they got to school that day, I feel like it's a success. But our presentations are so cool and so fun that we had 18 volunteers from the audience to be first responders and to act like stranded motorists. And they're all in. Like when they pitch themselves on the ground in our mock two-car crash, like they're literally looking out of one eye to see if they're doing a good job.
Aww.
They're sprawled on the ground.
Moments that stick in their minds forever. And I know, Fran, you and I have talked about this in the past before, how in high school when we did the mock crash before prom as a freshman, that still sticks. It's honest to God, for 20 years now, that's why I've never had a drink and then got behind the wheel, because of that mock crash I did freshman year at Laurelton Hall. And so those things do stick in the brains of these very young, not drivers yet, but these young children who will eventually, you know, be participants on our roadways. And so that's one part of it. But as you mentioned, Cindy, it's also bringing that message home to mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, you know, whoever that may be in their household.
Young children are going to be adults and drivers one day, but they also are teachers. They will tell adults, slow down, move over. When my kids were growing up and I got in the car without putting my seatbelt, my kids would say to me, Daddy, you need to buckle your seatbelt. And they're good teachers.
You're hearing from Senator Richard Blumenthal, who is a big supporter of the slow down, move over laws, wants that to be federally known by everybody in the United States, but also is a huge supporter of Flagman. And in studio with us, Cindy Iadice, who is the creator of Flagman, as well as Fran Mako, who is the media relations for them. And we ran into you guys and Senator Richard Blumenthal after you had done presentations at your first elementary school in Milford. It was at Orange Avenue School. And this was after, in 2023, you had gone into the public schools in Fairfield, now adding Milford, and then today kicking off four schools this week in Seymour.
That's
Talk
right.
to us a little bit about, you know, what is this program? What are you bringing into the schools?
Well, every year we try to expand the program to another school district or school. We're actually hope to be back in April. So if there's any schools out there, any school districts that is interested in having us, they can always email me at fran@flagmansafety.com. We came to Orange Avenue simply because I had some connections with the Milford public school system. And I have to say the district was great in supporting us. The school principal, Joe Apicella, he really got it from the time I sat down and explained what we were doing. He understood that we were trying to start young and send this message to kids early on. So by the time they, you know, grow up, they actually understand the concept. They're also act as active passengers in the car and tell mom and dad, just like the senator said, to slow down and move over. Now, this week, starting today, as soon as we're out of here, we're going to hot foot it up to Seymour. And we're going to hit the high school, the middle school, and the two elementary school. And I have to again say that Dr. Compton, she got it from the time I called. She picked up the phone, and it was like, wow, someone actually understands the concept.
The significance of this.
A great explanation.
We're trying to change the driving culture nationally, and we're starting with the next generation of drivers, right? We're trying to change the behavior out there on the road because it's been really crazy, especially since COVID. Mm. The recklessness in which people drive their cars on Interstate 95 or the Merritt Parkway.
It's the Wild West. I think I just saw a Connecticut lawmaker say that last night.
And I mean, people are impaired. People are speeding. Mm-hmm. It's just a different attitude.
It's careless. We have a lot of careless drivers right now.
Years. Well, somebody said to me on social media about Connecticut, if you're going 80, you're in the way.
Right. And we're backwards. I mean, we talk about driver behavior, but we've got people in the slow lane and the fast lane, and they're passing in the slow lane to get back into the... It's wild out there. I mean, we have a lot that we need to work on. And with Flagman bringing this into the schools, teaching, you were saying, as young as pre-K students in Milford last week, what is the goal for Flagman? Obviously, you have gone now into Fairfield, Milford, Seymour this week. Mm-hmm. What would you like to see happen for 2025?
Yeah, so we're looking at a statewide expansion in the state of Connecticut. So after we left Fairfield, we went and launched in Hawaii. So we launched to a rural road community on the island of Molokai, which was super fun. And the first responders on that island couldn't believe that anybody cared about whether or not they were safe on their two-lane roads. They were all in. The entire fire department and the entire police department participated in our school assemblies over there. And then right before we came to Connecticut, we launched to three high schools in Oahu. There's 140,000 students in Oahu, so we have a lot of work to do. Our goal is just to keep launching in different areas, different towns, different parts of the island, and letting people see what Flagman is, and then bringing in people to help us with the expansion because, you know, we've been a small team from the start, and now we're at a place where we need help. In fact, I was looking for you at the assembly to see if I could assign you a position on the Flagman Education Outreach Team because it takes a lot to put on assemblies and to do them successfully. And I don't know if you noticed, but right in the middle of the school assembly for grades 3 to 5 at Orange Avenue School, the fire department tapped me on the shoulder and said, "We have a call. We've got to go." And we created Flagman in a way that ideally it's run by the first responders and the highway workers. But in the case like that where they had to step out, anybody can step in and put on a high visibility safety vest and play that role. But the kids love it when they're seeing the first responders in their community.
And the fact that Milford firefighters left the presentation was a great teaching moment, a great teaching opportunity for the kids, because here these guys were going out on the road to risk
their life.
It
became real life in real time. That's a really amazing thing. It's very cool. I do want to let people know, if you want to know more information about Flagman, make sure you check out their website, flagmansafety.com. And as Fran mentioned, if your school district is interested in this, or your individual school in a district here in Connecticut is interested, please contact her directly, Fran@flagmansafety.com. And we want to thank you both for the work that you're doing. And I am so glad and blessed to be coming along for the ride, even in a small capacity here on WICC. I love the work you're doing, and I hope we can continue help get the word out.
And we're always looking for financial support. I mean, we did this recently under the auspices of a grant from Honda. Mm. They were very kind and very generous. But again, you know, preparing materials, getting folks to help out, it all comes with a cost, and we are a very low-budget organization.
Yeah, yeah.
We
so
try
if you
to
can
make
help
the
out,
most
absolutely.
Doing great work.
We have.
Doing great work.
Saving lives.
Right. But if you want to be part of that cause, again, I would go and check out their website, learn more about it as well, flagmansafety.com. And Cindy and Fran, I want to thank you so much for what you do and for being in studio.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.